wiser than the Tsar. Every day, on its way from the palace to the cathedral, the Tsar's coach passed a poor, tumble-down farmhouse. But on one particular day, the Tsar saw the farmer leaning on the fence, smoking a pipe, and he stopped the coach to speak to him. The farmer fell to his knees.
"Your most gracious Royal Highness, you do the greatest honour to me, to my farm, to the smallest pebble in the last clod of earth, in stopping your coach here and setting foot on my humble land."
The Tsar was taken aback. "You don't talk much like a peasant. Who taught you such good manners?"
"My daughter says that words are the most priceless things we own, and that I must use them well."
"A wise girl, your daughter."
"Oh, sire," cried the farmer, "she's the wisest person in all Russia. I don't know where she gets it from. I've got no brains myself to speak of."
"The wisest person in all Russia, you say?" said the Tsar, twirling his long moustache.
"Yes, sire."
"Wiser than me?"
"Oh," the farmer gulped, "what have I said?"
But the Tsar had leapt back into his coach and was driven away at great speed. Later that day, the Tsar was back again.
"Here, peasant,"
he shouted, leaning out of the coach with a basket of eggs in his hands.
"Your wise daughter can do something for me, but heaven help her if she does it badly. Give her these 3 dozen eggs and tell her to hatch them by tomorrow morning."
And he clattered away amid a cloud of dust. The farmer stared down at the basket of eggs. They were bright red.
"What kind of eggs are they?"
he asked his daughter when he had taken them indoors. She took one in her hand and felt its weight. "They're hard-boiled eggs, father. That's what they are. I can't hatch these."
"Oh, I knew the Tsar would punish us. He's just looking for an excuse to banish us."
But his daughter said, "I'll think of something, Papa. Don't worry." The next morning, the Tsar's coach stopped beside the farm fence. The Tsar looked out in amazement. The farmer's daughter was walking behind the plough, planting beans in the ground. She chanted as she went, "Boiled beans I sow, but will boiled beans grow?"
"Your father said you were wise," called the Tsar. "But you must be an idiot to plant boiled beans. What kind of harvest do you expect from them?"
"Exactly the same as the good Tsar expected when he asked me to hatch hard-boiled eggs, sir. Good morning." The Tsar blushed and hurried off, knowing that the peasant girl had beaten him at his own game. The next day, the farmer opened the cottage door and found a reel of cotton on the doorstep. Alongside it lay the Tsar's gilt-edged visiting card. The message on it read, "Tell your wise daughter to make me 2 sails for my sailing ship out of this cotton by tomorrow, or I shall banish you both to Siberia." The old farmer tore his hair.
"Oh, whatever shall we do, daughter?"
His daughter put the reel of cotton in her apron pocket. "Don't fret, father," she said, writing a note on the back of the visiting card. "Take this message to the palace." She broke a twig off the apple tree and put it with the card. The note read, "I'm sure you know how poor my father is. I'm afraid he cannot afford to buy me a spinning wheel and a loom. But if the good Tsar will make me a spinning wheel and a loom out of this twig, I will be most happy to make sails for his sailing ship out of a single reel of cotton." When the Tsar got her message, he laughed out loud.
"By heaven, she's a clever girl."
And he called his messenger. "Take this wine glass to the miserable little farm on the North Road. Tell the girl who lives there that if she can empty the sea with this wine glass by morning, I'll marry her." When the girl heard the message, she laughed out loud. She picked up the little stool from under the kitchen table and borrowing the messenger's horse, she rode all the way to the palace. Curtsying deeply to the Tsar, she set down the stool. "Most dear Tsar," she said, "all Russia loves you, and I love you more than all Russia. Nothing would please me more than to do as you ask. But I have one slight problem in emptying the sea overnight."
"Aha," said the Tsar, "not so clever after all, eh?"
"No, no, not clever at all. Of course, I can empty the sea itself, but as soon as I finish, the rivers will start to fill it up again. So if you would just dam up all the rivers in the world with this stool, I'll willingly empty the sea for you with this wine glass." The Tsar laughed delightedly.
"By heaven, your father was quite right. You are wiser than me. But I'm wise enough to know a good wife when I see one. And to prove it, I'll marry you this very day."
The girl put her head on one side, thoughtfully. "I might marry you, Your Royal Highness, if you will make me one promise."
"What? You impudent young thing! Well, what do you want?"
"Promise me that if you ever get tired of me and send me away, you'll let me take with me the one thing I want most from the whole palace."
"Oh, is that all? Run and get ready. I'll be waiting for you at the church."
So the poor farmer's daughter became the Tsarina of all Russia. And the couple lived very happily together for many years. But as he got older, the Tsar became awkward and restless and began to pick quarrels with everyone in the palace, even the Tsarina.
"You think you're so clever," he stormed at her one day. "Well, go back where you came from and take your wisdom with you. I'm sick of you. Get out."
The Tsarina curtsied to her husband and took off her crown. "Very well, my dear. Anything you say. But won't you drink a last glass of wine with me?" When the glasses were brought, she slipped a sleeping potion into the Tsar's wine. A minute later, he was sprawled across his throne, snoring. The Tsarina called for a large trunk and put the Tsar into it and locked it fast. Then she called the palace servants and had them load the trunk onto a cart. She took off her fine gown and put back on her patched farming clothes. Then she drove the cart back to the farm on the north road. When the Tsar woke up, he was lying on a straw mattress on the floor of the miserable shack.
"What am I doing here? How dare you kidnap the crowned head of all Russia? I'll have your head for this, you insolent woman."
"But my dear husband," said his wife, looking up from her sewing, "you made me a promise on our wedding day that if you were ever to send me away, I could take with me the one thing I wanted most from the whole palace. And I wanted you." And only then did the Tsar realize just how lucky he was to have found such a wise and wonderful wife.